KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 12 degrees below zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with another chance of snow this afternoon, a high around 13. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Roadways around central Iowa and western Iowa this morning are still partially covered with snow, except for the main arteries. Interstate 80 is fine all the way until you get to Stewart, and then the roads are partially covered with snow again. In the news, an update to our story we brought to you yesterday. A third grader from the George Little Rock School District in northwest Iowa was the victim of a house fire Sunday. Riley Meyer perished in the blaze that took place a little after midnight on February 4th. According to reports, the fire broke out at the home of Heather Wilkerson. George Fire Chief Bill Sprock said yesterday it took firefighters several hours to extinguish the blaze. He said crews from six communities helped to fight it. Their effort was hampered, though, by cold temperatures that caused water from the trucks to repeatedly freeze. The George Little Rock School District has set up a GoFundMe page to help the family cover Riley Myers' funeral expenses. You can find that link to that particular page under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Well, the city of Harlan is asking for the cooperation of its citizens in connection with snow removal operations. They're asking you to please keep your vehicles off the city streets today, and that'll allow the city crews to get your street plowed quickly and efficiently. It will also eliminate the need to write parking tickets, and they thank you for your assistance. If you have any questions, call City Hall at 755-5137 in Harlan. Shelby County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seibert reports the Shelby County Emergency Management Office, in cooperation with the Shelby County Sheriff's Office and Harlan Police, will be working on updating their emergency contact information for all the businesses in Shelby County. That information will be used to assist responding emergency departments with calls to local businesses, such as an open door after hours or a fire. Any new businesses that do not receive a call from the Emergency Management Department by March 1st are urged to call 712-755-2124 so they can add their information to the list. Information obtained is not shared, sold, or used for any other purpose. Atlantic Rising, formerly known as the Young Professionals of Atlantic, hosted a trivia night at the venue on Saturday, February 3rd. Atlantic Rising raised funds for the Christmas Box program that was previously organized by the Atlantic JCs. 13 teams were registered, and with combined earnings from raffle tickets and mulligans on top of registration fees, the organization was able to raise $2,244 that will go toward the Christmas Box program this year. The teams were encouraged to create a theme and come dressed or decorate their tables in their theme. There were a few teams that took advantage of the opportunity, and the theme winners had a superhero theme. They were awarded movie passes and concession tickets for their creativity. The trivia night consisted of three sections with 2 to 3 rounds each. Each round had a theme. MCs for the night were the Atlantic Rising members, Ann and John McCurdy, who had costumes for each round. At the end of the night, the winning team was a group out of the Griswold area. They kindly donated their $200 winnings back to Atlantic Rising and the Christmas Box program. Another purpose for the night, according to chamber officials, was to announce changes made to the Young Professionals organization and share what Atlantic Rising has in store for its members this year. Attendees were encouraged to sign up that night, and several took the advantage to do so to be more involved in the community. If you'd like more information on Atlantic Rising and to sign up, you can contact Ashley Hayes at the Atlantic Chamber at 243-3017 or visit AtlanticIowa.com on the web. The Atlantic Business and Professional Women of Iowa are once again offering scholarships this year to persons pursuing a college career. There are several applications for you to choose from. There is a $500 Collin Scholarship, which is available to any female resident of Cass, Shelby, or Audubon County who is pursuing a degree in computer science, management information systems, computer systems management, chemistry, or engineering. The student may attend school full or part-time and may be of any age. There are also two $1,000 scholarships to a non-traditional male or female student who is a United States citizen, has been out of the workforce and wants or needs to go back to work, but needs additional education, has completed high school 5 or more years ago, and wanting to start or resume their college education and demonstrates financial need, scholastic ability, leadership skills, and career goals for one or more of the following areas: to gain additional education to enhance their career or re-enter the workforce, or to continue education that was interrupted for family or other reasons. There's also a $1,000 Bev Mendenhall Nursing Scholarship honoring the memory of the longtime active member of the APBW. The applicant must be a resident of Cass County and a non-traditional student who is United States citizen, has been out of the workforce and wants or needs to go back to work, but needs additional education, completed high school 5 or more years ago and now wants to start or resume their college education, and they must meet the criteria that I mentioned for the two $1,000 scholarships. There's also a $1,000 Margaret Sontag educational scholarship, and that is for residents of Cass County, who is, again, is a non-traditional student and meets the other criteria I mentioned. If you'd like to apply, please contact Jolene Rocker at 712-249-7700, or you can email her. Her address is under the same story on the news page. Those applications for any of those scholarships must be postmarked by April 1st. The East Pottawatomie County Extension and Outreach and 4-H program offered STEM Kids after school program on Tuesdays last month from 3:30 to 5, and that was at the United Church of Avoca. The program was for all fourth grade youth. Extension officials report excited youth spent Tuesday afternoons learning about science, technology, engineering, and math through hands-on activities, teamwork, and experience. The STEM Kids program being offered to fourth graders attending Riverside Schools on Wednesday during early releases this month is offered there as well, and you can find out more about that by contacting East Pottawatomie County Extension. Elsewhere in the news, a woman from Creston reported to the Creston Police Department late Monday morning that sometime overnight, Sunday into Monday, someone took her wallet, her ID, debit, and credit cards. The wallet was inside her home in the 400 block of North Jarvis Street, the loss estimated at $5. The Union County Law Enforcement, or Union County Sheriff's Office, that is, reports a woman from Lorimore was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center Saturday afternoon. 35-year-old Katie Lorraine Campbell was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for theft in the second degree. Campbell was being held for Union County in the Ringgold County Jail. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Creston man Sunday night. Just before 10 p.m., deputies responded to a call about a person walking on Highway 34 at the 34-mile marker. 27-year-old Brian Caron of Creston was found to be intoxicated. He was taken into custody and charged with public intoxication and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a search warrant was executed Friday at 211 Court Street in Harlan during a theft investigation that resulted in the arrest of 35-year-old William Joseph Bullock of Harlan. He was arrested on a Pott County warrant for violation of a no-contact order. At around 2:25 a.m. Saturday, sheriff's deputies in Pott County arrested 35-year-old Nicholas John Edison of Crescent for aggravated assault. The arrest was the result of a call to a residence in Crescent following a reported disturbance. Edison allegedly assaulted his 39-year-old girlfriend, causing apparent minor injuries. Authorities say alcohol was a factor toward that incident. And at around 9:40 p.m. Saturday, 57-year-old Joel Leon Peters of Council Bluffs was arrested for violation of a no-contact and or protective order. He was taken into custody after Pott County deputies were called to a residence in Oakland for a report of a possible wanted subject who was at the residence. Authorities, when they spoke with Peters, noted that he was somewhat confrontational during their initial contact with him, but he was transported to the Pott County Jail and booked in without incident. That is a check of our news this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.